There's a website, the New York Times has a website called 538, and it's a computer projection, and they throw all this information into the computer, and it spits out the odds of who's going to win each game. So I looked at it last night, and I looked at particularly the matchups for Temple and Villanova. Now, Temple, as you know, is the favorite in the 7-10 matchup with Penn State. The computer has Temple as a 55% chance to win the game, and then to have a 13% chance in round number three this year at second and third rounds with your first two games. So, Fran Dunphy, this is your opportunity yet again against Penn State. Now, Fran, if you can also address earlier this year, before the start of the season, Penn State and Temple scrimmaged, and it's not unusual for the area schools. They go and they scrimmage each other, and they did scrimmage. I understand Michael Eric actually played very well. Unfortunately, Michael Eric will not be in uniform because he's hurt for the remainder of the season. But if you can talk a little bit about that scrimmage, and can you take anything from that meeting 4 months ago, 5 months ago, you're looking at me like I'm crazy, and apply it to your game this week?
Well, I can tell you, I'm not even going to watch the film of the scrimmage because we're so different. Both teams are so different from that time ago. But Penn State has had a nice run. They beat Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan State in a row, and had to play a very difficult game against Ohio State yesterday. So I can assure you that we are concerned and worried about them as a team. Taylor Battle is a terrific scorer. Anytime you have a guy like that can kind of take over the game, you're worried about that. But I will say that I think that our team is about as good as we can be in terms of being ready. Do I wish we could have Michael Eric and Scootie Randall? Yeah, I do. And I appreciate Harry. He knows that Scootie's going to play, so I really appreciate that. That's the first I heard it. So thanks, Harry. But we'll be ready to go. We need to play well. We're going to fly. Howard had a great idea last night. We're going to drive to Harrisburg. We're going to meet Penn State. We're going to go on the same plane. We're going to save some money. We're going to donate it back to the state. We'll tell Governor Corbett that we'll help Matt a little bit with the budget issues. So we got that going for us. But it's such a fantastic day yesterday when you're in this tournament to see those kids that you have and who have worked hard all year long. And I can guarantee you, all the other five schools and all the other five coaches, everybody works their butt off to try to get to this tournament. And I respect and admire every kid who plays in this great city of ours, who plays basketball. I appreciate the administrations of our schools who help us each and every year. They buy tables, they come to the events, they support us, they let us do what we do in terms of trying to raise money and raise awareness for Coaches Versus Cancer. As I look about the audience today, there are, and we told Megan's story a little bit ago, if there's 700 people on this floor, there's 150 stories out there that are just fantastic stories of people who are fighting this disease, who have beaten it, who are maybe struggling with it right now. None of us know all these stories. But how lucky we all are to be here this morning, and how lucky we all are to coach our teams, to be at our universities and do what it is that we do. So we feel very grateful. We're so grateful for all of your support and allowing us to try to fight cancer. As far as the tournament is concerned, I like Duke. I just find it's going to be so difficult for them to repeat as champions. But they're experienced, they're talented, they know what they're doing. They have arguably the guy who is as good a coach as there is in the country. I would agree with Brew, as much as we all like to bust on Calipari, that guy can really coach the game. But there's plenty of guys in this tournament that can really coach the game. And so it'll be interesting to see who comes out of this and who survives. I would agree with Phil, which is not something I do often. None of us really know what we're talking about. He sounds like he does know what he's talking about when he rants and raves up here and he gives you all these opinions. He has no idea either. I do think Kansas is the best team, the deepest team, And again, they probably, I'll be surprised if they don't make it to the Final Four. And I'm going to agree with Joe Giuliano, not necessarily in the fact that he had us going to Anaheim, and I appreciate that. But I do think Utah State is just one of those teams, and we all marvel at this guy, Stu Marl, who we all get a chance to see if we're up midnight and beyond, because his teams play a lot late at night. The guy just wins games. So it'll be interesting to see if they can survive in this the Kansas State game. It's an interesting team to watch. But again, as I sign off here, thanks so much for your support, your attendance here today. And again, I celebrate those stories that are out there that we don't know about, but I know they're out there. And congratulations to all those people who are beating this and doing such a great job in fighting this disease. Thanks.
Duff, I want to go with a couple things. It was mentioned a moment ago, there's always a 12-5 upset. And one of the ones I like is Richmond against Vanderbilt. You lost to Richmond. I was a little surprised they were a 12th seed. I think they're better than that. So, Phil or Fran, if someone wants to address that about Richmond.
I'm sure Phil will have an opinion on this. And he's already shared it with me, and I kind of agree with him. I think Richmond was put in as a 12 seed no matter what they did yesterday against Dayton. They were going to be a 12 seed. And they're a really good team. They have three really good senior players. Kevin Anderson was the player of the year in our league last year. Probably could have been the player of the league of the year in our league again this year. He just is a terrific player. He's an assassin kind of player. Every time they need a big basket, he comes up with it. And I think that's what you need in this tournament. You need somebody to step up who is absolutely fearless. And Richmond has one of the most fearless players in the tournament in Kevin Anderson.
Phil?
Richmond's very dangerous because they lost last year in the tournament. This is their second year in. I think teams play better their second year in. A couple years ago, Jay, you played American U. Their second year in. It's a different environment. Last year, if you remember, Richmond played the game after Villanova played Robert Morris up in Providence and lost to St. Mary's. This is a better Richmond team than it was last year. The second year in, they're a threat. That kid from Vanderbilt can really shoot. I think his name is Jenkins. That's cause for concern. But Richmond was slotted for the championship game yesterday. I agree with you. They're better than a 12 seed in this tournament. And one other thing, so that everybody realizes it, this will be announced by ESPN later today. Lenardi has finally been fired. He got three wrong this year. First time in history, Lenardi got three wrong. ESPN's going to have a press conference this afternoon, fire him. He'll go back and work at St. Joe's for real from this point forward.
I want a couple things. First of all, Fran, I want to recognize your mom, because Josephine, she is at every event, every game. Just give them a wave, Josephine, because Fran's mom, it's so wonderful to see you here. She lives and dies with her son, and I'll tell you what, she is such a great supporter, and it's wonderful to see you here this morning, and it's good to see you doing well health-wise. And it's great to see you supporting your son the way you do. I don't know why you sit behind the bench, because that's not a good place to be when your son is coaching. But good to see you here. And I want to go also to Jerome Allen, because the last time, and unfortunately the only time, that Fran has been able to win in the NCAA tournament was 1994. It was against Nebraska, and Jerome was on that University of Pennsylvania team. Jerome, can you talk about that moment when you and Maloney and the Penn team was able to beat Nebraska that year? Mike's right there in front of you. Oh, you got it. Great.
That was back when I used to have hair, right?
That was back when?
When I used to have hair. Right?
You used to have hair, yeah.
It's amazing as you, travel in life and you experience some of the things, that life has for you. When you realize how many people share in your experience, kind of touching, especially the older you get. The further you get away from the wonder, the more you realize it's hard to recapture. And, for us, only really when I'm talking to my son, I was the best player on the floor, I was the best defender, best rebounder, and so forth and so on, because the further you get away from your playing career, the better you were as a player. So, and Bruiser will attest to that. But, it was just a great time. I was happy for our seniors. You don't really realize the magnitude or the significance of the victory, because I think more people won than just the 15 guys that were on the roster. You know, from all the alumni in the New York area to just the student body. It was saying it was throwing toilet tissue out of the high rises, and that's really what you play for. You play for, you know, not only yourselves, but for those people that care outside of the ones in the locker room. So, you know, for us it was great. I was showing a couple of guys on the team how we defended in that game. I was about to show them the tape. I'm trying to get the guys to be up the line and contest the passes and full body help. And I was like, we did it. I know they can do it. And I put the tape in, and I said, you know what? I better not show these guys, you know, this tape. We're giving up middle and not boxing out and all the things that I'm demanding of them. And I think Coach demanded of us. We just didn't do it all the time. But it was great. It was a great time. It was great for Philadelphia basketball. It was great for the Big Five. And I think the entire city celebrates when any of these teams win, you know, outside of this area. So I'm excited for Villanova. I'm excited for Temple. And I just wish that they would do well.
By the way, Jerome was at the game Saturday watching, supporting his former coach. Even though there are competitors on the floor during the year, he was there supporting Fran and watching him in the semifinals in Atlantic City.
Go to pick my son up to take him with me to the game. And he walks outside the house with a Temple basketball sweatshirt on. I said, yo, what is this, man? He's like, oh, Dad, you know, it's your mentor. He's like your father, you know. We're going to support. So I said, all right.
Well, that's very nice. I'm sure that touched up. Look at him right there. All right.